before my head is yanked backwards and I'm torn away from her. I'm pushed down to my face, and a knee digs into my neck. This is where my world ends. This is where I stop wanting to live. This is where I lose her.
Chapter 1. Avalon. 20 months later. I look myself over in the full-length mirror one more time before turning to Madison and gesturing to my outfit. It's a black, form-fitting skirt that stops just below my ass, paired off with a low-cut silver blouse and black stiletto boots. It's been sitting in my closet since I bought it over a year ago. There. You happy I squeezed my huge ass into this just for you? She nods and rubs her hands together, showing her excitement. Yeah, you better damn well be, Maddie. My plan was to own this sexy getup, but never, ever wear it. You just ruined that for me. And I have a feeling that if I bend in any way, my ass is going to rip right through this stupid, overpriced fabric. Oh, shush it. Madison bumps me out of the view of the mirror so she can get a look at herself. Her strawberry blonde curls are pulled up into a loose ponytail, and her curvy body is wrapped in a little black dress, hugging her perfectly. She's stunning in it. Apparently, every girl should own one. I don't, but whatever. That's what I'm here for, Ava, to ruin your plans, because frankly, they all suck ass and involve boring shit lately. Oh, and by the way, your ass looks fantastic in that skirt. There's nothing wrong with a voluptuous ass. If I were a dude, I'd be all over it, trying to bite it. Just saying. She smacks her red lips together and grabs for her little red handbag. Let's go. The cab is waiting. Yes, Master Maddie. I tease as I shove my phone into my purse and switch off the light on my way out the door behind her. Apparently, Jax, this guy I've never met, has this huge, all-out party at his house once every month, and finally, I have let Madison talk me into going. I work long hours at Stylin', the hair salon I work at, and by the time I get home, the last thing I'm worried about is partying it up and getting wasted out of my mind. We're in the cab for about 20 minutes before we pull into what seems like a mile-long driveway. I look at Madison, who seems giddy as can be, and then back beside me out the window. It's already dark, so there's not really much that I can see besides trees, bushes, and statues. I can tell that it's beautiful, though, and well-kempt. Whoever owns this place pays good money to keep it looking nice. Look, if we don't pull up at this house in the next 2 seconds, I'm tapping out. Seriously, who needs a whole block as their driveway? It's insane. Maybe we should just go to Flynn's, get some beer, and play some pool instead. Madison grins like a maniac as we pull up in front of what looks like a fucking brick mansion. It's insanely huge. Okay, so I may be exaggerating a bit, but it still looks like three of our houses put into one. It's lit up by some kind of blue lighting in the front, and has a huge fountain off to the right side of the door that people are standing around, with drinks in hand. There's at least 100 or more cars and motorcycles parked in various spots in front of the house. I need a drink, and fast. Our boss is a grade-A bitch, and I still want to choke her over what happened this morning. Fucking old, stuck-up cunt. She tosses the elderly cab driver a $20 bill, blows him a kiss, and gets out of the cab. I shake my head at the guy and hurry out of the cab as he looks me up and down and wiggles his bushy eyebrows. Trying not to fall, I jog up the pathway to catch up with Madison. Nice, Maddie. I think old man River just ejaculated on himself while looking at my tits. I shake in disgust and let out a small breath to calm myself. If we get stuck with him when we leave, my ass is walking. Hey, old men need release too, she teases. Don't be so selfish. I slap her arm and she laughs before throwing her arms up and swaying her hips to the small group of people gathered around the fountain talking. Just promise me you'll try to have fun. I know this isn't your thing, but I swear it will be fun. There's a good chance that you will meet some cool, laid-back guy and forget about